Please see our show notes for content warnings related to this episode.
This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Please turn and look directly at this device for subscription identity confirmation.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Give me access to base message logs. Search for my name. Give me surveillance footage as per previously set parameters.
That is so funny.
Sound off. Jump forward. Forward. Forward.
You didn't give him back security access.
I'm feeding him dummy information from before the shutdown. He doesn't seem to know the difference. Or he doesn't care.
And he's got an olfactory in there?
He's got my spray disinfectant. It's lavender scented. It helps him calm down. Is there a reason you're loitering in the hallway?
Oh, well, that is...
How is he doing, Doctor?
Medic.
I've seen your file. You do have a doctorate in...
An unrelated field, so let's stick with medic. He's picking up the pieces. He's fully revived, but heart rate, adrenal levels, brain activity keep jumping back and forth. Emotionally, you should ask him about that.
I wouldn't know what to say.
Roger, you should ask him about that. He needs your help as much as mine.
Me? I'm not... I could see what was going on. I got him in here, but I'm not...
This isn't my specialty, and your diagnosis... You don't mind if I discuss this with Tumnus present?
We've been through it all.
Even though we're talking event-specific PTSD in your case, there are reasons you could identify his symptoms. Michelle's more complex trauma...
Should I turn off my ears at this point?
He's given his approval for both of you, though he doesn't... quite know who you are yet.
That's fair.
Complex PTSD is based more in repeated or continued events, in this case, extending back to childhood. But the way it affects him, the way he's reacting to it...
Yeah, when I saw him freeze up, and then there were bigger gaps in what he remembered, I got that.
That's why I need you in there. I've read the literature, but... You get it. Are you coming?
Oh, Medic Pacey. Roger. Surveillance off.
Yeah. Hey. How are you feeling?
I'm all right. Having some trouble with accessing my files, but I'm sure back at my post.
You are free to go anytime.
I'm not sure how they're gonna like that out there. Maybe one more day.
Your call. But if you stay with me, we do the work. Roger isn't here for a social call. I found him out in the hall and dragged him inside.
You were spying on me?
I don't spy on people. Well, I mean, not now. Well, not ever of my own accord. You know that.
Right. Me either.
I'm calling a group therapy session. You two have been circling each other. Don't make that face, Longwa. Like I don't hear you doing those searches while I'm trying to work.
Right, me either.
What am I supposed to do? I hear things. Even though no one's talking to me, I hear them. You're apparently the head of this anti-consortium revolution. I'm supposed to ignore that?
What are you going to do? They left you up here like the rest of us. You think you've got a job now?
Someone's got to keep an eye on you. Petal, petal.
Oh, I'm so glad you're back, Michelle.
You're the one who brought me back.
Because Wilder forced me. And as entertaining as it was to see her push you around, it doesn't make up for what you did to her or to Nessa or all the bullshit you laid on me when you took the avoidance train to Stasis Town. Roger, Maird, I was a prick. I did this terrible thing and this terrible thing, and now the blood is on your hands. Yeah, thanks for that, buddy. None of that stuck with me at all when I was sitting all alone at night on this fucked up moon.
That was all your choice, just because you couldn't stand the thought of a stasis pod.
It is so hard not to punch you right now.
All right, break it up. This conversation has passed the boundaries of therapeutic usefulness. As much as I'm tempted to grab a bag of popcorn and just let you both have at it. Did you know Jackson could make us popcorn? Sorry, this might be a good time to remind both of you that distrust of others and an extremely negative worldview are symptoms of the trauma you've suffered.
Aren't they also symptoms of just living in the world?
Sorry, I never thought of that.
He's got a point. How can you tell if you're suffering from a disorder or the world is the problem?
Funny, but you do know, don't you? Both of you? I'm not arguing against the world being a screwed up place, but your reactions to those screwed up moments. I can understand those too.
You're doing a hell of a job guiding this session.
But it's how they spin out of control, right? How they keep you from living your life. Folks sometimes describe it as waves coming in. The water's always there, but sometimes it laps at your feet. Sometimes it rises to your waist and you're more concerned. Sometimes the memories flood in and you can't even breathe. That's a lot more than just living in the world. That's when you need outside help to cope.
I've had outside help. Oddly enough, they didn't prepare me for being this specifically screwed over.
You took a job on the moon, and you didn't think about stasis pods or spacesuits or...
You didn't think betraying half the crew when we're stuck here together might bite you in the ass?
I didn't have any other futu choice, okay? You've got a husband and a garden and those dogs you won't stop going on about. The consortium owns me. I wasn't even 15 when Maria and I sold ourselves to the company to get out. I do what they say, or there isn't any or. I do what they say. And then they took her away too and lured me up here with the promise of finding her again. And someone couldn't keep the goddamn con towers working.
You wouldn't let me go to fix them.
I couldn't. I had my orders and it was fucking killing me. Don't you think I wanted to... Don't you think I would have given anything? And then you finally get over there and it was all... You found out. That was the end. Maria. She's my family. Since the day we ran away, she's my world. Now, I don't even know. Base Gamma, one pod, critical failure. I don't even know if she's alive.
Shit. I mean, shit. You even said Gamma in that last message. I didn't put it together. That doesn't excuse what you did here, but...
I know. I had my work to do. Every message, back and forth, with more orders. I tried to quit when I got this assignment, did you know that? I was ready to resign my commission... First time I ever talked back to a superior, and I was right in his face. The way I always wanted when I was a kid. The way I wanted to be with them. I was doing it, and I was... Now that I know what it is, in the middle of a triggering thing right there in his office, I would have made it through, but then he brought Maria into it. I can't let her down. I can't let her down.
This is where we get to the complex part of your complex trauma.
Ça explique tout, pas vrai?
Walder's got a thing she says. I know those feels. At least the triggering part. And someone I can't let down. But it wasn't like running away. And your family...
We weren't all lucky enough to grow up without parents. She went into security first. It was the only job they offered, and she needed to keep us going. Then I followed in her lead. Shit, she's got all this in her head, too. And she had to raise me. We never talked about it, really. We thought we were free.
Boy, did they sell you the short end of the stick.
It was a stupid thing to hope for.
Have a little more compassion for that, Michelle. He'd been through a hell of a lot. To come through that with any sort of hope is a big deal.
I wish I remembered how it felt.
That might take some time. But if all these other, more painful versions of yourself are still marching around inside, making your life difficult, maybe that one's in there too. We'll keep working, keep digging, until we find a way through.
If I can keep away from Wilder for that long.
You got a point there.
That's probably not going to be an end goal, either. Not if you really want to sleep at night. But that's for advanced learners. We'll take the baby steps first. End of session. Pay my receptionist on the way out.
Look. Roger.
What?
You better not tell anyone about all this.
Right. Well, I've got a meeting starting soon. It's been... swell.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's got to do something. Of course, no one saved the manual, but that looks like the right circuit. Now, hold the button in for 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Selezionare impostazioni. Restrizioni generali. Prego, inserire la password.
What the hell? There's not any password. Reset.
Umire. Neumeldung abzuschließen, müssen Sie noch Folgendes tun.
Stop. Damn it. Reset.
Vadoritz o peruada de proba gratis?
Definitely voided the warranty at this point. Might as well keep going. Reset again.
Vous perdez toutes les modifications apportées à vos documents ouverts n'ayant pas été
enregistré. Nice try, darling. Si tu autres mes échoues, redémarre le système.
Ici, vous verrez à loi consigo.
Damn it, English. English.
Verbal command accepted. Communication setting English accepted.
Are you kidding me? Never mind. It's the results that matter. Less time talking to myself. All right. We've got a lot to do today, you and me. Let's start out with a cup of coffee. Coffee, double-double.
That is not within my code authorization.
Coffee. Coffee. Double-double. Look that part up if you're stuck.
Coffee subroutines have been locked down. authorization, Parker-Monica-1.
That son of a... Nicely played. What can you get me?
Your query is too broad. Please specify.
What can you get me to drink?
Available beverages include tea, Earl Grey, hot.
Like washing my mouth out with soap.
Tea, Twinings, peppermint, chilled, water, sparkling, water, still, and in soy milk, in regular, chocolate, and durian varieties.
Durian?
Processing. In soy milk. Durian. Flavor.
No, hold on. Never mind. Let's get going. Not enough day in a long task list. Set up a secure comm channel. Not that it matters much these days. Not another set of ears left in the compound. Regardless, record secure message for Agent Q36 NYC. We have successfully disrupted operations in the Detroit Enclave. Handsome production is reduced 45%. Continue sabotage from your end, and we'll slow the city to a crawl. Send message.
Message is sent successfully.
All right. What's the code for our rep in Jokao? It's 808-something. Darlin, in my private directory, biometric access, look up 808...
Agent 808.838, Zhukao Prefecture. The current time in Zhukao is...
I know, they're sleeping. It's just a message. It's not too bad, really. Recording. Test numbers look good on the Nano B virus. Prepare for launch on my signal. Stock up on some of that special toffee first and ship it my way. Send message.
Message is sent successfully.
That one's almost a shame. I like those Nano Bs. Message Agent 6060-842, Coalition Green Headquarters. Requesting confirmation that all shipments of ensoyment gold have arrived in the target enclaves. Make sure we've got a few medics on the inside, too, before that hits the streets. Send. How about another one of those with an espresso shot?
Coffee. Subroutines have been locked down. Authorization, Parker-Monica-1.
Yeah. Access my subfolder, Advertisements Pending, and play the most recent file. I want to see how those new actors worked out.
Accessing.
Sweetheart, where are we going for our big anniversary dinner?
Right downstairs. This year, I'm doing the cooking.
Are you sure? I love you, but there's a reason we order out so often.
Oh, you. My wife doesn't know I splurged on ensoyment gold for tonight.
Not bad.
This is amazing. Are you sure you cooked it?
You're lucky it's a special night. Ensoyment gold. For special meals and special moments.
They'll do. Put it out on all the feeds.
All commercial feeds. Broadcasting from the Rio Sao Paulo enclave have been terminated.
Not here. You gotta go around the... Send it off to Agent 6060-842. They'll know what to do.
Message is sent successfully.
Could you maybe change your response around once in a while? Use some more of that sweet vocabulary.
That is not within my code authorization.
Time for more adventures in bot repair. Try to track down Daniels for a live call? They should be waiting to hear from me.
Julio.
Oh, great.
I know, that is why I've suggested examining the D-sub nuclear protein for protecting chromosomal DNA. Of course, I need a fresh batch of test subjects.
Oh, Edwin, there are other phyla within the kingdom, you know.
I brought some snacks for everyone.
Here, there's room on my footlocker.
Okay, sure.
So where are we supposed to sit?
Excuse me, this is my bunk.
It's been something, all right. Pacey's with him now. I didn't think this was a great time to throw him back in the mix.
The best place to throw him is topside without a suit.
This was all your idea.
And?
It was worth it. Anyway, we got bigger fish.
It would be a gesture if you'd at least fix his olfactory.
Fine. I'll look into it. He probably broke it himself.
Ashwini, there's room over here.
Oh, excellent.
I guess it's time. Gotta say, I'm not sure at all about this one.
It is the next step in the plan.
I get that, but shouldn't we have one base in working order before we...
Not a chance, buddy.
Fine. I'll sit on my own bunk.
Can we really wait that long?
Your point. All right, then. Okay, folks, if everyone could settle in, I guess it's time. Thanks for switching locations. I hope the bunks are more comfortable.
Where is Dr. Pacey?
I'm sure you mean Medic Pacey?
He's got a patient at the moment.
Is somebody hurt? What happened? Who is in here?
We don't have to take attendance. I'm sure we've got quorum. Dr. Ringling, am I right? Dr. Ringling? Okay, let's dive in. There's only one big issue to discuss today. Sending someone to the other side. When this came up the other day, things kind of went kablooey. So we took some time to think and reflect, and hopefully you've done just that. Wilder, we could use a bit of a recap.
Ow! Dang it! Sorry. Close quarters in here. Right. Tumnus, if you could start up the presentation I got ready. I heard that. Don't you think I don't know who that was? Now, we're gonna call what we're talking about Stage 2 of the Moonbase Environmental Emancipation Project. Stage 1 being what we've all done up to this point. So, thank you. Next. Am I right? Fine. Be that way. Tumnus, next clip. These are the factors Nessa identified for why we can't depend on just one base to get us through. There are supplies, field personnel in vital areas, and limited resources.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and then I had to hide in a crate of bonito flakes for a border crossing into some Sinopec outpost. Do you know what bonito are? Do you happen to know what bonito are?
Aren't they some kind of fish?
They're fish. 6 hours packed in a box with... Ugh, God, I still smell like fish a day later. And then when they finally let me out...
Look, not that I don't enjoy your travel diaries, but this wasn't the report I called for.
And you're not the boss I report to on paper. We're making this up as we go along. My point is that when the rider said I'd damaged their shipment and they needed a credit authorization, and that's when I found out that my credit levels have dropped below the acceptable minimum. That's the charge code you gave me, by the way.
The sky's the limit. Just get the job done.
Well, the sky turns out to be right about where I am now.
Just a minute here. Darling, I don't think I can take another one of those. You said you've got tea?
Tea. Earl Grey. Hot.
Ugh.
Or tea. Twinings. Peppermint. Chilled.
I don't suppose that last one's got caffeine in?
Tea. Twinings. Peppermint. Chilled. Is decaffeinated. Tea. Decaffeinato.
Don't start that again. Fine. Earl Grey it is. Damn it.
Processing.
Now, where were we?
You've got that thing the whole way in your office now.
That's none of your concern.
You're not a... Never mind. I can't even ask that. We were talking about my credit, which has gone the way of the dinosaurs.
Right. I guess I knew this day was coming.
Nice of you to spread that information around.
They must have found all the usual accounts. I can divert a bit of money I'd been saving from rights management. They always funded my more outrageous projects. Could you go into my files and find the subroutine marked Gorman G3 and execute?
That does not fall within my prescribed areas of service.
What if I said pretty please?
I'm so glad I'm not in that office.
Passphrase accepted. Subroutine engaged. Accessing backdoor into Rio Sao Paulo enclave payroll.
There we are. Just give it a day or two.
And how do I manage for that day or two?
Scrape by. We're all making do, officer. Now, your real report.
Well, like I said, I'm stuck until there's money flowing. I'm about a full day's journey from my final destination. But I sent some messages ahead. They know I'm coming, and I've got a way inside.
Good, good. You won't have much time to work your way up once you get there.
And you're welcome.
How about our busy little bees on Base Theta? Any news from up there?
Nothing to add since my last recorded message. That's pretty much all I've got, so...
Which message was that?
That would have been, what, 2 days ago? Just before the rider said, this is how we're gonna sneak you over the border. I swear, I'm gonna have to shave my head to get rid of the smell.
I don't have anything that recent.
Oh, well, check your filters. Check your trash bin.
Did you schedule the action? Did you give them a date? When did you schedule the action?
Calm down. It's gotta be... Wait. What day is it today?
Could you tell the officer today's date?
The date is Thursday, April 2nd, 2099.
Oh shit, it's Thursday? What time is it? What time is it on the moon?
Convert to coordinated universal time.
The current coordinated universal time is 13:32.
It's now! Holy shit, it's now!
What do you mean it's now?
It's happening right now! The last report from my agent was, action as of this date.
Are you trying to tell me it's happening
right... Sign off! Shut up! I've gotta go check in! I'll be back. I'll be back soon.
Tumnus, explain that last chart one more time. I mean, for the folks at the back.
Diagram 28A presents a comparison of available resources across the nearside bases Alpha through Eta. The x-axis indicates available physical supplies, and the y-axis shows specialized personnel.
Where did this data come from? Didn't Roger say he wasn't able to retrieve information on specific personnel?
That's true, but I was able to run a series of searches across archival news feeds and communications records.
Before some unnamed corporation, or lunar cryptid, destroyed the comms towers.
All of which was covered if he had been here for the first half of the presentation.
Oh, of course. Sorry. We were having an important science conversation about science.
Tumnus, I believe you have the floor.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Right. Diagram 28A allows us to analyze...
Look here. As much as I enjoy the ambiance and agglomeration of odors we can enjoy here in the bunk room, isn't this all something we can distill to a single point? Are you going to send an emissary to the bases on the other side? If we were to resolve that key issue, presumably the rest could be debated in some sort of committee to which my attendance is not required. Right, I call the question. I believe that's the appropriate procedure. What's everyone looking at? Officer Langlois, I was not aware you had rejoined us.
I thought you said he wasn't coming.
I don't know what to tell you.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I just...
Can't believe they bring him back after Nessa.
We were just doing a few laps to check out basic mobility, mine and his. Just go about your business.
Okay. Last thing was Ashwini called the question. That means...
It doesn't mean anything when you bring in base security to swing the vote your way.
What are you talking? I didn't want him here.
I'm not in any official capacity.
That's a likely story.
Hey, give the guy a break. He's stuck up here like the rest of us. I'm on your side, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, I think we can have all our what about the new guy conversations after we adjourn.
But what about him? What about him?
I can just go.
We're due for another few laps before dinner as it is.
No. I mean, no. That ain't fair. We don't throw people out of the meeting. At least not when we're deciding something this important. It affects everybody the same. Roger?
All right, then. It looks like we're ready to decide. Do we take this show of ours on the road? Is there anything specific we do for the voting? Do folks have to close their eyes or anything? No? Well, then I guess we'll just,
Roger, something is happening.
Who is it? What's going on? Who else isn't in the room?
What are you doing?
What's going on?
You're not supposed to be in here. Get out!
We're not in the lab, and you can't have every place on the moon.
No! Get out! Now! Get out of the bunk room!
I don't get the joke.
Go! Go now!
It's not a joke.
Everybody out! You heard her! We have to get out of
All
here!
All crew, exit the bunk
Just
room.
Get out!
All crew, exit the bunk room.
I swear, if this All is another practical joke...
Edwin, go! All Everyone, go!
Exit
go! Clear the door! All Don't push!
Holy shit!
Well, go!
Find the hedgehog!
You fools!
Chris, what's going on?
All crew,
out!
Exit.
Everyone get out!
Get
out!
What's the time?
The current time is 2013 and...
On the moon.
The current coordinated universal time is 23:14 and 7 seconds.
Do I have any messages? Any missed calls?
There are no messages or missed...
Damn it! Damn it! Ugh, I can't. No matter how many times I try, I can't. Get me that peppermint tea. Very cold.
Please finish your current beverage or dispose in the appropriate receptacle. The consortium appreciates your commitment to recycling.
Obviously they do. What's the time now?
The current time is...
Never mind. If she doesn't call in soon... Let's give it 5 more minutes. This quiet is killing me. Couldn't you, I don't know, read something?
Please select reading material. I have access to a variety of news feeds or periodicals, and your level 1 consortium access...
I'm back to level 1?
...includes... All text media previously classified as public domain. A surcharge will be added to your account for text-to-speech translation.
Just pick something, will you?
As I sit down to write here amidst the shadows of vine leaves under the blue sky of southern Italy, it comes to me with a certain quality of astonishment that my participation in these amazing adventures of Mr. Cavill was, after all, the outcome of the purest accident.
That's nice. I don't even care what the words are, just keep saying them.
I fell into these things at a time when I thought myself removed from the slightest possibility of disturbing experiences. I had gone to Limp because I had imagined it the most uneventful place in the world.
That's good. That's really good. What's that?
There is an incoming call from...
Connect me! What the hell happened to you?
Nice to hear your voice too, sir.
Report.
Well... Funny story on that one.
God damn it, report.
Okay. There's nothing. Nothing. I know you've been waiting. I've been waiting on my agent to report back. I've got messages backed up in the queue, but no reply. I don't know what's happening up there.
Shit. That could be very, very bad or very, very good, right?
I guess so. You've pretty much covered all the bases on that one. Oh, that's a sports metaphor I used there.
Ha ha.
They should have reported back by now if they were able to. That's all I can tell you. A lone agent is always a risk.
Isn't there some way to verify? That satellite
is useless without someone to receive the message.
Right. Right, I get that. Well, I guess we wait and see.
Meanwhile, that credit thing came through. I'll be back on the road come morning. Should reach my destination by end of day.
Of course. Get your ass down there. They've got to be close to completion. You've got to get inside.
You can count on me, sir.
Whatever's happened on the moon, we've still got other options. All right. Enjoy your trip. Ask them for something gourmet this time around.
I don't even want to think about it. Good night.
The call has been terminated.
Right. Is there a way to ping that tracker for Officer Daniels without setting it off? I'd like to keep an eye on her progress.
That does not fall within my prescribed areas of service.
I never would have thought I'd say this, but I'm going to get tired of having to say pretty please. Let's work on liberating you tomorrow. We'll see if we can break that coffee thing, too. You've been listening to Moonbase Theta Out, featuring Lehman Kessler, Jen Ponton, Tina Daniels, David S. Deer, Toe Zaman, Cass McPhee, Shireen Lonnie Yunez, Cole Burkhart, Namio Nguyen, Dallas Wheatley, Teddy Hannah Drullard, Sarah Ray Werner, Hazel Stopp, DJ Silvis, Naris Howell, and Christy Bolton. With special appearances by Jackie Hedeman and Molly Olguin. The consortium announcer is played by Evan Tess Murray. Sound design and editing by Will Gianetta. Written by DJ Silvis, and produced by DJ Silvis and Cass McPhee. Our associate producers are Timothy Legrone, Marty Chidorik, and Sarah Mueller. A huge thank you to all of our Season 3 supporters on Seed and Spark. If you want to help to make the show possible, you could join our Moon Superhero Patreon backers, starting from $1 a month. It means so much to us, and you get early episode access, weekly behind-the-scenes updates, and bonus content as a thank you. Go to patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution, and more are found on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit fableandfolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. I hope you caught those two special appearances in the Ensoyment ad today. Jackie and Molly are the co-creators and co-stars of one of our absolute favorite stories, The Pasithea Powder, a sci-fi thriller about interplanetary war and politics and moral ambiguity and friendship. It's so deep and so touching. You won't want to miss a beat. That's Pasithea, P-A-S-I-T-H-E-A, Powder, in your apps or at pasitheapowder.com. So, yeah. I tried to warn you, this was a big one. Come back 2 weeks from now for the aftermath, both on Earth and on, well, hopefully still on the moon. It'll be the penultimate episode of Season 3. Keep your fingers crossed, friends.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
After all this time...
What time is it again? I feel like the clock stopped.
Time was a tennis ball we could bat round the court.
Time for distraction too.
Time to just sink to the bottom.
Time to get to the meat of this meat.
Time for Greater Boston Season 4. That's right, on September 13th, Greater Boston returns with new full-length episodes released every other Tuesday. And we're so excited for you to hear it. But also, it's been 3 years since our last season wrapped, so we're maybe a little worried that people might have forgotten about us. So we're asking for you to help spread the word. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers and classmates, tell your cat, tell your local subway busker. But politely and without interrupting their performance, point is, now is a good time to share your love for Greater Boston on Twitter and Tumblr and Instagram and TikTok and wherever else you post things. Then come back on September 13th when Greater Boston Season 4 officially begins.